Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Picnic at Hanging Rock, written by Joan Lindsay and read by Yael Stone.
One. Everyone agreed that the day was just right for the picnic to Hanging Rock. A shimmering, summery morning, warm and still, with cicadas shrilling all through the breakfast from the loquat trees outside the dining room windows and bees murmuring above the pansies bordering the drive. Heavy-headed dahlias flamed and drooped in the immaculate flowerbeds. The well-trimmed lawns steamed under the mounting sun. Already the gardener was watering the hydrangeas, still shaded by the kitchen wing at the rear of the college. The boarders at Mrs. Appleyard's College for Young Ladies had been up and scanning the bright, unclouded sky since 6 o'clock and were now fluttering about in their holiday muslins like a flock of excited butterflies. Not only was it a Saturday and the long-awaited occasion of the annual picnic, but St. Valentine's Day, traditionally celebrated on the 14th of February by the interchange of elaborate cards and favours. All were madly romantic and strictly anonymous, supposedly the silent tribute of lovesick admirers, although Mr. Whitehead, the elderly English gardener, and Tom, the Irish groom, were almost the only two males to be so much as smiled at during the term. The headmistress was probably the only person at the college who received no cards. It was well known that Mrs. Appleyard disapproved of St. Valentine and his ridiculous greetings that cluttered up the college mantelpieces right up to Easter and gave as much extra dusting to the maids as the annual prize-giving. And such mantelpieces! Two in the long drawing room of white marble, supported by pairs of caryatids as firm of bust as Madame herself. Others of carved and tortured wood, embellished with 1,000 winking, tiddling mirrors. Appleyard College was already, in the year 1900, an architectural anachronism in the Australian bush, a hopeless misfit in time and place. The clumsy two-story mansion was one of those elaborate houses that sprang up all over Australia like exotic fungi following the finding of gold. Why this particular stretch of flat, sparsely wooded country, a few miles out of the village of Macedon, crouching at the foot of the mount, had been selected as a suitable building site, nobody will ever know.